Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Peites. Nedarim Peites. We are hitting the stretch run of the Masechta, the last 2-3 blah in the Masechta. We have 2 days after today, and then the Siyum Eretz Hashem is Tuesday. Wednesday, we start the new Masechta. So we left off on Peches Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Peches Amud Beis, the bottom by the Mishnah. Zok the Helige Mishnah. V'neder Amana Grusha Yakamala. That's a Pasuk Chamesh. V'neder Amana Grusha Yakamala. The Nedav Amana Grusha. That Nedav will remain established, meaning she's an Amana, she's a widow, she's a Grusha. She has no husband to be made for. And of course, once she's out of marriage, her father, she's out of the father's domain as well, and therefore the nether lasts. So the truth is, the pasuk in its entirety, our Mishnah's paraphrasing the pasuk in its entirety is, the neder aman grusha, kol asher asra al nafsha, yakamala, the neder of aman grusha, whatever she asked on herself, yakamala, that neder will remain in force, it'll be confirmed. Okay, so we'll see more about the pasuk in its entirety. It'll be actually the source, ultimately the machlekes for, in the Gemara, between the Tanayim, but again, our Mishnah is quoting the paraphrasing the pasuk and saying that an isha makes the neder when she's in the status of amana, she's single, she's a amana, she's a grusha, she's out of marriage. Then the neder is going to last. Keitzan, Amra, what's the case? Amra rani nazira lachash shmiyim. If she says I should be nazira after 30 days, so right now she's standing as a single woman, a widow, or a grusha, and she says I should be a nazira after 30 days. Meaning we know nazira is not nazira shmiyim. That should not be confused over here. She means her nazira should start in 30 days. Even though within 30 days she gets married, so by the time the Nazirus is kicking in, by the time the Nazirus is chal, she is married, and maybe you think the husband can be made for her. The halacha is, says the Mishnah, ain't a yachal afer. The husband cannot be made for her because b'shas the amiras haneder, b'shas the utterance of the neder, she was single, she wasn't married, and therefore the husband cannot be made for the neder, even though he was her husband at the time the neder was chal. Now right away the Shainim asks, the Ran asks right away, what's Ketzad? The pasuk was self-explanatory. The neder of an almana or a grusha, the halacha is that she's single, she's out of the father's domain because she was already married, she's not in the husband's domain because husband's dead or divorced her. Such a neder lasts, period. Any neder she makes lasts. What's the Mishnah even asking? Kate said, what's the case? That we have to give an answer. It's fairly self-explanatory. What's the Mishnah doing? The answer is the Ran, very simply. That the chiddush is, we're coming really to answer the pasuk. The pasuk told us something which seems to be pretty self-explanatory. The pasuk itself is shver, meaning we said in the pasuk over there, Matas, we said a father can make for nedarim so long as she's still on the stage of katana, katanas. Katanas who can make a nether, which is basically the last year of katanas, or nairus, she father can make for. Once she's out of nairus, once she's a begaris, the father can't be made for nedarim. Husband can be made for as long as, right, isha nadra, only if she's a married woman, the husband can make for. But once she's not married, husband can't be made for either. So it's self-explanatory that such a nether is going to last. What's the pasuk teaching me? It must be this more to it. On that, the Mishnah says, Gishmak Echidish. You would have thought that since she's going to be married at the time the nether is chal, when the nether kicks in, after 30 days she's married, maybe that's enough to be made for. Kamashmal is not. So what Ketzah was really asking, how are we to interpret the Chiddush of the pasuk? And the Chiddush of the pasuk is in this specific case. Now this fits very well. The Ran Lish does say, and it really fits well also with the simple mashmais of our Gemara, that is that the sheet of our Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say, simply follows Rabbi Akiva, I believe it is. I think it's Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara. And we're going to say the pashtas of our Mishnah, the pashtas certainly of our Mishnah, seems to follow the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. It's the pashtas. The Gemara is going to deflect it, but that's the pashtas. So the Gemara is going to make the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel Tully in Psukim. So if it's very well, and that's what the Ran is learning, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, teaching us how to read into the Psukim. This, and the Chiddush of the Psukim is exactly like we're saying for Rabbi Akiva over here, that the husband cannot be made for neder, even though it's only Michal when they're already married. However, Ritva learns that it's really a Yerushalmi that seems to learn the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva about whether the husband can be made for neder as long as he's there b'shas chaleis, or he has to be there from the shas of the utterance. That's the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. That's actually more Machlekes in Svara than Machlekes in Pesukim. The Pesukim are there merely there as, I don't call it a smachta, as a remez, but along those lines, it's really not different. Tzachis, I think it's actually Lashon the Ritva. It's not really the Iker source of the Drasha. It's more a interpretation based on Svara, and they plug it into Pesukim. Again, the fundamental Machlekes Nershainim, whether the Pesukim are kind of real Iker sources and drushes, or whether it's just their agav, but it's really more svar. Okay, but so far Mishnah is taking the approach, seemingly like Rabbi Akiva, that a woman makes an edda when she's single, the utterance is when she's single, the chalais is when she's ready married, the husband cannot be made for her, because you go based on the shas of the utterance. That is the first end of the Mishnah. Top of Peites Amud Aleph. Nadravi Bishasabal. What if she made an edda while she was married? And then, Vibishasabal Mefila. The Baal can be made for her. Now, what's the chiddush of that? Ketzad. obviously, if they're fully married, he can be Efer. That's a basic din. Chiddush is, even if they subsequently are not married at the time the neder is chal. Again, since b'shas the amira of the neder, they were married, therefore he can be Efer. Ketzad. Amar harin nazira lachashav shmiyim. If she says, I should be nazira after 30 days, afal pishas aman iskarashim, even though she became an amana or grusha during 30 days, so she's no longer married at the time the neder is going to actually start. Since the neder was declared, and to be more clear, the neder isn't chal, meaning the effects of the neder aren't chal. But the neder was made, and the neder's here. It's in the world, just waiting for 30 days to happen in order for the neder to start kicking in. The halacha is a reza mufer. The baal could be made for, again, same idea, like we had in the reisha, that we're going based on the shas amira, and not the shas chalais. Last in the Mishnah, Nadra by Bayayim, Viniskarsha by Bayayim, Echzir by Bayayim. What if they were married? She made an edda, they got divorced, and then he took her back on the same day. So I may have thought, oh, Gem Shama anyway, he could still be Mefer? Says the Mishnah, no. Ein Yachlof, he can't be Mefer because in his second marriage now, that nedder is a nedder that preceded the marriage. That's the idea of Ein Abal Mefer B'Kaidman. Abal can't be Mefer nedder that existed prior to the marriage. And Lagabi, the second marriage, it's a nedder that happened before the marriage, and therefore he can't be Mefer. Zach Klal, what is the general rule? This is a very similar lashon we had back on the Aleph Ayin Beis in the Perek Na'ar Marasa. It gave a similar lashon. Kol Shiatzu Shas Asma Shachas and Yachlofer. As long as she went to her home for one moment, the baal can no longer be made fair. And what we had back then on the again, I think it's Ayin Aleph Ayin Beis, we said the other way that Kol, the only time the baal and the husband can be made fair is Kol Zman Shelo Yatza Rishas Asma Shachas. As long as she didn't go to Rishas Asma Shachas, but if she did, what's called Rishas Asma? We've spoken out back then already. Rishas Asma is she becomes Begeris. She was in her own domain. Or she was a Nesua that became Ais Nesua. How did she become no longer Nesua? She got divorced or widowed. She was in her own domain, B'shas the Neder. Then even if she subsequently gets married again, the father's for sure out of the picture. Even the husband's out of the picture if she gets married again because the Neder took place at his mom when she was in her own Rishas. If the Neder takes place while she's remarried, that's when that takes place. Then Avada, the Baal could be Mefer. But if it's at a time that she was in her own Rishas, the Baal will not be able to be Mefer. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tanya. Almana Grusha Shamra, the Almana or Grusha, that say, Harein Nazir L'Chasha Enah say, I will be a Nazira when I get married. So this is a classic case where she's saying the utterance, the Amiras and Nadir is now, but the Chalais is later. Similar to our Mishnah. So again, Harein Nazir L'Chasha Enah say, I'm going to be a Nazira when I get married. The Nissus, and then she subsequently gets married. Rabbi Shmuel Emer Yafer, the Baal could be Mefer. The whole Naziris is only being Chal when she gets married. That's when she has a baal, and the baal could therefore be made for it on the day they get married, or on the day they have shamai. Now that they're married, he has the power to be made for it because the neder was only chal when they were already married. Rabbi Kiva, I mean, no, layoff. Rabbi Kiva says it can't be made for. Again, Rabbi Kiva, who subscribes to the shita, that the ability, the shas, the zman of being made for the neder is based on what her status was at the zman of the amiras neder. So since she made the neder when they were not married yet, he baal can't be made for. According to Shmuel, we go based on the chalais, and the baal could be made for. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel says Yafir, Rabbi Kiva says Leafir. Says the Gemara a simon, and we'll interpret the simon after we read the next few lines of Gemara following the simon. What's the simon? The simana Yalili. The simon is Yalili. They made a song out of these words. The simon is Yalili. Yud Lamed Lamed Yud, which we'll take, but we'll interpret what the simon is. The simon is Yud is Yafir, Lamed is Leafir. Second Lamed is again Leafir, and the last Yud is Yafir. We'll explain what that means. Let's just read the next few lines of Gemara, and it'll be fairly straightforward. What if it's the case, opposite case? This is really a continuation of the price we started quoting before. We had a little bit of interruption with the Yalili. Eishas Ish, Sha'amra, Harein Nazira L'Chasha Eskarish. And Eishas Ish that says, I will be Nazira. She's married now. She says, I'll be Nazira when I get divorced. Then Eskarish, then she gets divorced. Rishmol, I'm in Layafir. Remember, Rishmol says, he subscribes to the opinion that the Hafaris and Ned is totally not in the Shas Amira, but the Shas Chalais. And at the time that Ned is Chal, she was divorced. The Ned is only kicking in, only being Chal when she's divorced. But when she's divorced, the Baal can't be made for. Therefore, Layafir, according to Rishmol. And Rabbi Kiva Amr, in this case, Yafir, you could be made for, because Rabbi Kiva says you go based on the Shas Amira. And while the Ned was started, the Amira was while they married, and the Baal therefore could be made for, even though the whole net is for when she gets divorced, the Baal could be made for because B'shas the Amira is when the neder is that's considered the main zman, and at that point she was married. Of course, if the Baal is not made for it till they get divorced, too late. But as long as he's made for right now, that far will work. So the simple simon was, we have two machlokes Rishmol and Rabbi Kiva. In the first case, Rabbi Shmuel says Yafir, Rabbi Kiva says Layafir. In the second case, Rabbi Shmuel says Layafir, Rabbi Kiva says Yafir. So if you're keeping track of the psak, it's Yafir, Layafir, Layafir, Yafir. That's the Yalili. That's Yud, Lamed, Lamed, Yud. That's the simon. Again, I'm not sure why the simon was placed in the middle of the Braisa. I would think it would make more sense to put the simon either before you start the Braisa, Simana Yalili, or at the end of the Braisa. Why are they stuck in the middle? We only get the Yud Lamed. Why are you sticking in the middle? We only have the Yud Lamed. And not the Lamed Yud. I'm not sure. I don't have an answer. But okay, fine. Amar Bishmol. So it's, at face value, it seems very clear. The Gemara is going to make this assumption through the lines for now. The Rebbe Kiva is what we're saying in the Mishnah. That you go based on the Shas Amira, not based on the Chalais. And Bishmol is arguing. That's the simple understanding. Our Mishnah is similar to this Braisa, similar discussion. Our Mishnah seems to be taking on the Shita of Rebbe Kiva, as the Gemara we shall see, is going to have a deflection. Amar Bishmol. But now first we go to the Psukim. And this fits very well, except for the Ran, that the Dinim, of the machlekes in this machlekes of Shmar Bekiva is really based on psukim. Amar Bishmol, Hariyo Aimed, the pasuk says the neder amanagusha, the neder of the amanagusha should remain on her yakam alea. That's the pasuk we quoted when we started the Mishnah. We should interpret the pasuk to mean ashe neder b'shas amanasugerushin. When do we say the neder is in effect and that no one could be made for when the neder is chal in a matzah, when there's a neder on her in a status of amanu gerushin. But if the neder is made when she was an amanu gerushin, but the chalais is when she already was married, then it's not a neder b'shas amanu gerushin. That's just that was just an amira. But the actual neder, the chalais is later. That wouldn't fit the pasuk. So he's darshining the lashon of a neder that the shas of the neder has to be amanu gerushin, and therefore you go based on the chalais, not on the amira. Rabbi Kiva will respond and say no. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Hari Aimer, kol asher asra nafshu. Rabbi, she asks it on herself. That's the amira. When she asks it on herself, that's the amira. Achia isur neder b'shas amanu gerushin. We focus on when the amira said that there was, that's what's got to be b'shas amanu gerushin for it to be chal for the husband, not just be chal for the husband, not to be made for. We go based on the amira, not based on the chalais. Okay, that's the machlokes of Shmuel B'Kiva, and that's the psukim to back them up. Says the Amar Rav Chizda, seemingly a very straightforward statement. Masis Rav B'Kiva, our Mishnah is like Rav B'Kiva, not like Rav Shmuel. Our Mishnah was very clear that if she made an neder when she was married, that was the second case of the Mishnah, and then the neder was supposed to be chal for after she gets for 30 days from then, and then somehow in those 30 days she's no longer married. The husband could still be made for because she was married, b'shas tamira. But in the first case, the Mishnah, if she made the neder when she was single and then got married, even though the chalais only happens after the marriage, the husband cannot be made for. You go based on the amira, not based on the chalais. Seems to be black and white like Rabbi Kiva, and that's where Chizda speaks out. However, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda, Masisi Rabbi Kiva, Abaye Amar, Abaye argues, says no, afilu tamer b'shmol. Wow. Abaye says the Mishnah could even be like Rabbi Shmuel. How so? How can we stim the Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel? Ayy, Rabbi Shmuel seems to say opposite the Mishnah in the Braisa. Says Abaye, there's a big difference. If you look closely, there's a fundamental difference in the cases. In the Mishnah, she was making the neder tali in 30 days. Nothing to do with whether her status is going to be that she's going to be married or going to be divorced. The status was tali in 30 days. So over there in the Mishnah, perhaps Rabbi Shmuel agrees that since she said it's a neder in 30 days from now, Zira should be chal, kicking in 30 days from now, and she didn't make it dependent at all on her status, so her status doesn't play a role. So we say over there, since we have no reason to assume her status is going to change, even though status may end up changing, in fact it did change, it went from being single to married, or married to being single, to opposite scenarios in the Mishnah, but the point is, the neder, b'shas she made it, makes sense to be totally in her amira, because there's no reason to assume there's going to be any change in her from her amira till her chalais, and therefore the amira could be the kaveya even according to Rabbi Shmuel. Whereas in the Braisa, she specifically said in the Braisa two cases, remember the two cases we said we started the Gemara was, she said, while she's an almana grusha, I should be in a zero when I get married. She's made the nether tully in the change of status of being married. Or when she's married, she says, I should be in a zero when I get divorced. She again made the nether tully in a change of her status. In that case, we go based on the chalais. That's where we're supposed to go based on the chalais, not based on the amira. But in a case where there's no reason to assume there's going to be a change of a status, even though it's a possibility, we're not going to make it totally in the change of a status. Says the Gemara inside. This is, Abai explains why Bishmol could be like our Mishnah. Masis and Talyanavsh b'yayimei, Braisa Talyanavsh b'nesuin, like we said. And the Gemara explains. Shalma yayimei v'lenes garisha. In the Mishnah second case, let's say the 30 days that the net is supposed to be chalin took a past, and she hadn't gotten divorced. It's understandable that the husband should still be able to be made for the neder. Or in the first case, the days could finish and she's still not married yet. Meaning it's enachami, it's not necessarily what ended up happening, but it could have happened. And therefore in these scenarios, we would say the neder is totally in the shas of the utterance, because there's no reason to believe there will be a different change in her status. It goes based on the shas utterance. Whereas in the case where it was built in already, change in status, that's when we focus on, we're going to make a chilul between chalais and amira, and we're going to focus on the ikar, which is the chalais. Okay, now we send the Mishnah Zaklal, and we pointed out when we said Zaklal in the Mishnah, we pointed out that we had a very similar lesson back, again, I believe it was Daf, I could be mistaken, I believe it was back on Daf Ayin Aleph or Ayin Beis. It was back in the Perek Namarasa, we had a very similar lesson. Our Gemara is if I understand it correctly, not really going to explain. It's not going to come to answer a question. Normally, the Gemara does this. The Gemara comes to explain, why do I need this parak and why do I need that parak? Otherwise, I have a kasha that it's repetitive. It could be that's what the Gemara is doing over here. I don't want to say for sure not. But the way I understand that the Gemara is just elaborating on what the Maya, like we typically do when it says that klal, the din of the Mishnah is pretty straightforward. That you go based on the Shas Amira and not based on the Shas of the Chalais. So what was the Zach klal coming to add? That's simply the question. And once you explain Zach klal, Zach Klaus will explain both the Zach Klaus over there and the Zach Klaus over here will explain what both Zach Klaus are. So let's see. The Gemara first actually addresses the Zach Klaus from the prior parak. Zach Klaus, the cunning Abin Amras, the Zach Klaus we said over there, which was, again, that Zach Klaus, that as long as she has not yet left the father's domain, the lech is, the father, or the Baal, can still be made for as long as she hasn't left their domain. What's that coming to include? What case was that coming to include? We know one of the ways that she leaves the father's domain is chuppah, is nisuin. And by the way, that would mess her up from any existing nedarim with the husband as well. Because the husband, when he's made for a nedarim that existed while she was Naim Rasa, is only in tandem, only a partnership with the father. The husband's power to be made for nedarim by himself only comes with the nedarim that start after nisuin. But an existing nedarim from before nisuin, husband can't make for himself. He needs the father. And if the father's out of the picture, the husband can't be made for, it's like being made for Bekaidman, he can't be made for. So it's relevant that the father still has to be in the picture for any existing Nidarm at that time. And how is the father still in the picture? As long as the Nisuan is not consummated. How is the Nisuan consummated? How do you have a Nisuan when the father gives her over to the husband for marriage and the father's out of the picture? She's Nisuan now and the father's out of the picture. He can't do any more Hafaras, and now any Nidarm that honor will be stuck. So the mission, the Mars is saying, the Zakal comes to say, if the father is giving over to the Baal, but the father is still walking with her, he hasn't completed the giving over, but he hasn't left the scenario. If the father's walking along with the Shlich Baal, oi. It's not the father himself, but his shluchim are still escorting her with the shluchim baal. That means she hasn't been given over yet fully, and therefore the father still retains rights to be made for nidarim. Says the Gemara Vayter, B'nayr HaMarasa, Tavio Baal Mefinadera. That Mishnah is teaching in those cases that even the she's Nayr Marasa that's already kind of far along the way to Chuppah, since it hasn't been completed yet, with the leaving of the father or the father's shluchim, the father and the Baal still have a power to make for the nether together. That's the Zakhla over there to include even that case where he was being given over for chuppah, but the father's still escorting, or his shluchim is still escorting. What's the zakal here by us? Zakal is only got ve'elon darm. The zakal in our parak. La suye maser av shluchim baal. In our parak, the zakal, remember, was, as long as she left the rishus, then there's no more first darm. What's it coming to include? What's considered leaving the rishus? La suye maser av shluchim baal. If the father gave her over, not even to the baal himself, but to the shluchim baal, and the father's not there, that's it. End of story. Or even if the shluchim av gave over to the shluchim baal. Bottom line is, they're out of the picture. The av slash the shluchim av out of the picture. And therefore, she'ain about made for kaidman. The father can't be made for, he's out of the picture. And even the baal, like you pointed out multiple times already, the baal can't do it by himself because the baal can't be made for kaidman. He can't be made for prior nedarim that were there from before the marriage. Okay. Zuck the Mishnah. Now this Mishnah, before we read it inside, really needs just the Gemara is going to kind of elaborate on this in a very short one line Gemara, but it really needs a very small Agdama. There's three ways that a girl can leave the domain of her father, that the father can no longer be made for her nedarim. There's three possible ways. One way is, we kind of spoke about two of the ways already. One way is that the girl turns into Begaris. The father can make for nedarim as long as she's a ketana. Remember, ketana can only make nedarim in the first place that we consider to have status only for when she's like 11. But let's say the Yigilay Nesdarim, she reached the age of nedarim at 11. From 11 till through the stage of Nairis, through 12 and a half, father can make for the nether. Once she's a Begaris at 12 and a half, the father can no longer be made for the nether. So one way that the father has no longer rights to be made for the nether is Bagris. She becomes a Begaris, number one. Number two, we spoke of that before as well. Let's say she gets married, not just Arison. Arison, so she's still partially the father's domain. If she becomes an almana or a grusha from Arison, father can still be made for an adarm. Let's say she has Nisuin. Once there's full Nisuin, she's completely out of the father's domain, and he can no longer be made for her an adarm. So Nisuin, that's case number two. Case number three is, let's say Nebuch, the father, dies. Obviously, it's pretty clear, pretty practical. A father can't be made for an adarm when he's dead. He can't be made for an adarm. So let's say she's still of age. She's between the age of 11 and 12 and a half. Her nether's a nether, and she's right for the age for her father to be made for the nether. She's not an asura yet, but if the father dies, he can't be made for the nether. So there's three possible ways no longer made for the nether. We'll go backwards. Again, a case where the father died, a case where she was married and then divorced or became an amana. But to be clear, we refer to that actually as her father's still alive. We actually refer to that as a yasayma b'chaya aviya. She's like a yasayma in her father's lifetime. What's the shbach? The nusach is that because the father doesn't have jurisdiction over her, even though she's of an age where normally he would, it's like she's a yasayma, even though the father's alive. So that's the case where she was married Nisuin and at the marriage. That's case number two. The case number three that the father cannot be made for is when she's a Begeris. She's out of the status of the age the father can be made for. Now, the truth is, you could have these cases by themselves, which is basically three, it's three criteria. And that's, when the Chum teaches this din of the next Mishnah, they just teach three criteria, and that's all you need. Rabbi Huda, we're going to learn, is the author of this Mishnah. He comes in at the end of the Mishnah, but we're going to learn he's the author of the entire Mishnah. He wants to elaborate, he's elaborating on all the various scenarios. There's nothing, I don't want to say that there's no Chidushim here, but he's elaborating on all the scenarios, meaning we're going to be able to have cases where you have multiple reasons why the father can only be made for. It could be a combination of, she was in a Suwa, who got divorced, and she's also a Begeris, where she was a Nesua, and the father's dead. We're going to have nine cases that we come out with where they can only be Afara, but a lot of them, there's going to be the cases by themselves, plus the cases overlapping with others. Let's see it inside. Once we have the three, once we have the three general cases clear, the rest of it's not really such a, not so complicated. It's just a matter of simple math of combining and enumerating more cases. Let us read the Mishnah's case inside. Teisha Na'aretz, nine Na'aretz, which we'll see very clearly is a little bit of a, not a misnomer, but it's not really nine Na'aretz because some of the cases we'll be talking about Begeris. It just means nine young women, Nidram Kamim, then Nidram stand, meaning there's no possibility for the father to do Hafara. What are the cases? Begeris, let's say she made a neder as a Begeris, the Yisema, and she's also Yisema. Yisema here doesn't mean that her father's dead. Yisema in this time, mean, this context means Yisema b'chaya avia, which means her father's alive, but her father cannot be made for a nedarim because she was married and she's out of the state, and she's out of the marriage now. So that's two of the reasons. She's a Begeris and she's out of the marriage. And the Mishnah brings case number two, that's case number one, is actually very similar, but as opposed to case number one, when she made the neder when she already was Begeris, case number two is almost identical case, but she happened to make the neder when she's still a Naira. She is a Naira who made the neder. Ubagura, she then turned into a Begeris via Seima, and again, she also happens to be, she had been married and been divorced or widowed from that marriage. So there's two strikes against the father being made for A, she's a Begeris, and B, she's a Yisayim Bechayavia, she's, and she was a Nesua out of the father's domain. So again, the father cannot be made for. All we have in these two cases, always with the case number one, case number two, is a scenario where there's two strikes against Afara. Number one strike is Begeris, and number two strike is that she had been married totally and she had left the father's domain. She's what we call the same B'chayavia. Case number three. Top of Ambeis. Naira, Shle Bagra, V'yisema. What if you have a Naira that didn't become against B'chal? She's still a Naira, but she is the Yisayim B'chayaviyah. So in this last case, all she is one strike. That is the Yisayim B'chayaviyah. Again, Yisayim B'chayaviyah is that she had been married, Nesuin, and she's out of the Nesuin, and therefore the father no longer has a, not because she's out of the Nesuin, even while she's married. Once she becomes a Nesua, the father's jurisdiction is gone from her, and even when she becomes divorced or widowed, it remains gone from the father, and therefore he can't be made for, so that this one has only one of the criteria, that's all you need, to make it that the father cannot be made for, but that's case number three. Case number four, Begeris Umeis Aviyah. Let's say she was a Begeris, and her father actually died. She's a real Yisayma. Her father died, so he can't be made for, obviously. Or Naira, she made an ed as a Naira, not as a Begeris. Again, Umeis Aviyah, and then her father died. So in this case, in the first case, she was a Begeris and her father died. So that's, by the way, two strikes, of course. Number one, she's a Begeris. Number two, her father died. Or in the very similar case, again, she was a Naira b'shas neder, but then again, she became a Begeris, which makes the father can't be made for, and the father was happened to die, which also makes it can't be made for. So that's case number four and five, where you can't have a far up. There's two reasons there where the father can't be made for. Well, case number six, Naira Shle Bagra Umeis Aviyah. Case number six, again, only has one strike against her, What's that? She was a Naira. She did not become a Begeris. She's still a Naira, but the father's dead. Bottom line is, unfortunately, a dead man, a dead father, cannot be made for Nadarm. That's case number six, that the father can't be made for. Now we're going to do seven, eight, or nine. Naira Shemes Aviyah, Shemes Aviyah Bagra. If you have a Naira where the father died while she's still Naira, and then she can't be made for, the father can't be made for because he's dead, obviously. And then on top of that, Umeshemes Aviyah Bagra, she became a Begeris. This is very similar to the last case, but it's just the opposite order. That she became a, while she's a Naira already, the father died, and the Afara is out of the picture. And then you add another issue that she became a Begeris. Or Begeris Aviyah Kayama. Or in this case, we haven't spoken about a basic case yet. She's a Begeris and her father's alive, but she's a Begeris. Or lastly, Naira Begeris Aviyah Kayama. Or the case is she was a Naira who became a Begeris. Not, so case number eight was she was a Naira, she was a Begeris, but she made the neder, but her father was, her father's still alive, but she was a Begeris. Case number nine is where she was a Naira b'shas the neder, and her father's still alive. Her father remains alive, but she becomes a Begeris. So no longer could father be made because she's a Begeris. Again, those are the nine cases. Again, there's a lot of overlap in the reasoning why the father can't be made for. Sometimes there's more than one reason, but in all these cases, the father can't be made for. Rabbi Yehuda says there's more, and interesting, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be the time of the Mishnah, but the Mars explained that he's the time of the whole Mishnah. If one marries off his daughter while she's a ketana, it's alma, it's garisha, and then she became a mother grusha from the marriage, and she comes back to him, adain hi naira, while she's a naira, still he can't revoke the neder. Why can't he be made for? Again, because she's what we call yisayim b'chayaviyah. He's just giving, meaning, we had that case in the first cases of the Mishnah. He's just adding that it could be a case by itself. We never considered yisayim b'chayaviyah by itself. We only consider it amongst others. Here we're saying a case where it's by itself, right? Here it's saying a case where it's by itself that she was a Yisayim b'chayaviyah, and we did have case number three, I shouldn't say, where there was a case of a Naira Shleim Bagra, for Yisayim, but this is a similar, Rabbi Yehuda is elaborating, a similar case. Okay. Says that he's just, the case that she got married is a Ketana. And then you have that same scenario. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amri de Marav, Zudivir Behuda, the entire Mishnah, in the words of Behuda, comes up with these 9 cases or 10 cases, where we're explaining generally the same 3 criteria, father being alive, if he's dead, he can't be made for her. The girl still being a Naira, if she's a Begaris, he can't be made for her. And the fact that she never married Nisuin, if she had been Nisuin, then again, the father can't be made for her. Those are the 3 criteria. And that's what the Chum say. Of a Chum Aimrim, Shalish Naris, Nidraim Kamim. The Chum just say there's 3 types of Naris that's in the Dharma Kayim. What are they? Begaris, if she's a Begaris, Yisayma, if she's a real Yisayma that her father died, or Yisayma Chayav, or she's a kind of a fake Yisayma, her father's still alive, but she's Yisayma that says the father can't marry off anymore. Those are the 3 women that then the Dharma are going to be Chal. They just give 3, and you can start overlapping your case as much as you want, but those are the 3 criteria. As the Chamim taught it, the way the Mefarshim seem to explain, it's not so much a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim, it's just different ways of explaining the same idea. If you look at the Lashon Aran on the Gemara, Ran has three lines on this. Ran says, Hanach Klas L'Kayel, L'Lutesha. The Chamim made those 3, or Behuda made those 3 into 9, the Chum put it back to 3. Shafra Behuda Amr El Chadid Tamidim. Behuda only did it to sharpen the Tamidim, to sharpen their learning and break down all the possibilities, all the scenarios, but really the outcome seemingly is the same. There's no real machlekes in the din, it's just a different way of bringing out the various scenarios. Zak the Mishnah. Kainam Shini Neder L'Avol Avicha. What if she makes a neder that Kainam, a neder that she won't have any benefit from her father-in-law? But she makes it Talina Tanai, and this is going to be the key of this whole next Mishnah. Gemara, we'll start the Gemara, we'll pick up part of the Gemara, the Bama Dama tomorrow, Mitzvah. But the point over here is that she's making a Neder Talina Tanai. This is different than the case from before. The case before, meaning when we talk about going based on the Shas of Neder, Frafara, or the Shas Chalais. Before, it wasn't so much a Tanai. It was, this is the Neder, I'm going to be in a Zira in 30 days, or I'm going to be in a Zira when I get married. It's not so much a Tanai, it's a Zman, and the neder hasn't actually kicked in yet, but it's just waiting for that time. Over here is a little bit of a different cage. Over here, in order for the neder to be chal, a tanai has to be triggered. You have to have a tanai that takes place. So for example, she says, kainim that I can't benefit from my father, your father, im isa ani alpicha, if I do something for you. So if I do anything for you, my husband, I cannot benefit from Abba or Avicha, which is very difficult. Neder, not to benefit from Abba Avicha, could be it's in amongst, in an Efesh. Okay. Or if she says opposite, she nenes lach, kainim that I can't benefit from you, which could be in an Efesh, or could be benefit. If I do anything beneficial for Abu or Avicha, halachas are raising up for our Tana. If our Mishnah is saying you could be made for, there's gonna be machlokes about this. We're Nasan and the Chavim. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is this going to Chavim Shita. You can be made for the Chiddush is that the neder wasn't chal yet. The neder is only going to be chal once the Tanai triggers the neder. So, for example, Kainam, I can't benefit from Abba Avicha if I give you benefit, Miss Husband. So, yeah, it's a matter of time. It's almost guaranteed at some point she's going to give her husband some benefit, which will trigger that neder, and the neder will be chal. But right now it's not chal. Could a husband be made for neder before it even is chal? Again, not to confuse the way earlier in the day. Earlier in the day, the pshat was the neder isn't in effect. It's alive and coming. She made the declaration. It's coming. It's just a matter of time. We're waiting for that time for it to come. Over here, the whole neder may never potentially can never take effect if she doesn't trigger it by being by doing the tanai. So it's a little bit different. And the question is, could it be made for our Mishnah? Says clearly, how raised the offer? Now the Ran elaborates even in our Mishnah. This is not only trying to agree, but we'll just speak out the Ran Shita. The Ran is elaborating in our Mishnah, and the Ran holds that really, in order for the Baal to be made for Taka, you need one of two elements. You need it to be that it's guaranteed. Like in the second case, let's pick the second case. She's for sure going to give the Baal some benefit. I'm sorry, that was the first case, actually. The tanai was, you're going to give the Baal if I give you any benefit. So if that's automatic, so we don't even look at it as if, oh, the neder is not chal yet. It's guaranteed. It's a matter of if you make a neder that's it's so guaranteed that the trigger is going to happen, it's as if it already happened. Or it could be if the tanai itself already has in a nefesh. Let's say the tanai itself is already in a nefesh, meaning part of the ability that has to be made for is either Bein Levin or Inan Nefesh. What if not fulfilling the Tanai by trying to make sure the Nedar doesn't kick in, that itself is Inan Nefesh? So that's included in the Parsha of Nedarim, so either of those reasons would be enough to be made for the Nedar, according to Chabad. The fact that the Tanai itself is Inan Nefesh, that's enough, or the fact that it's for sure going to happen, even if right now there's no Inan Nefesh, but it's for sure going to happen, that's also enough to be made for. That's how the Ran learns in our Mishnah, in the town of our Mishnah. But we're going to see the Gemara right away. There is a machlokes about this. Let's point out very quickly the machlokes, and we'll leave the rest for tomorrow. Let's see. Tanya. She'eni nenes l'abu l'avicha im ani eis l'ficha. What if Anisha says, I can't be nenes from my father, your father, if I do any work for you? This is mamish word for word the case of our Mishnah. Similar to the case of Mishnah. Then we have machlokes here. Rav Nassan Amar Leah, Rav Nassan says he can't be made for Daka. Yafir. So the Chacham obviously the town of our Mishnah, and they say Yafir can be made for. Rav Nassan can be made for. Why is Rav Nassan can be made for? Because he's not moved by the fact that the net is for sure going to happen, or because there's a tsar in the trigger. The husband's power of Afar is not for Tanoim. His power of Afar is for Nedarim. And until the net is triggered, the Baal can't be made for. That's clearly Rav Nassan's opinion. Similarly, Nitul Ani Mehudim Im Misham Mishtecha. Removed from the Yudim, this is a case we've quoted many times. This is a Brisa, this is not to be confused. We've quoted the Mishnah a few times earlier in the Perek. We've quoted the Mishnah that will come up in tomorrow's daf, I believe it is, on Sadi Amvez. She says, I'm Natula from Yudim, which we touched to mean the simple touch is, I don't want to be able to, it should be Usher and Tashmish from any Yudim. If I have Tashmish, right now she's Usher Taka to all Yudim anyway, she's Ashish Ish. But she says, I'm Usher Tashmish all Yudim, if I have Tashmish to you, my husband, the idea being that Tashmish to husband will trigger an Isser even down the road when she comes widowed or divorced, she asked her to have tashma anyone else. Itaka works, such a nether. So the shaila is, could the husband be made for the nether right now, or only once he has beer with her to trigger the nether? Can't be made for it now. Could be made for it now. Same idea, really, twice. Same concept that Rav Nassan saying he can't be made for the nether until it's actually triggered and it's in effect, whereas the Chachamim is saying that you could be made for the nether even once you have the Tanai in place. You could be made for the nether. The Ran already addresses why do we need to repeat the same machlekes. Our Mishnah said one case. The Gemara said the similar case and brought it as a machlekes, and then it quoted another case until we need a second case. So the Ran elaborates that in the first case, there's a Milah it's Ravusa in the Rabbanan, and the second case is Ravusa in Rabbi Nassan. The idea being whether or not it's considered Devar Mishab Vina, or whether it's Inan Nefesh. That's the chilik that Ran wants to make. And Ritz Hashem, we'll see more about this discussion, and this machlek is coming up with Mises and the Gemara that continues onto Tzadi Amid Aleph tomorrow. But just one Shaila, again, the Shaila will also be very relevant tomorrow, but let's just speak out right now. A Gishmak Shaila, or not the nicest Shaila, but a Shaila that came up, the Panini Halacha, the Masifta, brings the Shaila, Panini Halacha, and the Masifta brings the Shaila on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is clearly talking about the Hafara of the Baal, in a case where the neder is not chal yet. The shaila is, could a baal be made for if the neder is not chal yet? And the Gemara and tomorrow's daf is really going to address this question, but do we compare the hatara of a chacham or of a bezdin to hafara? Right? Clearly, Rav Nassan is saying a baal cannot be made for a neder that is not yechal. A husband, a baal cannot be made for a neder that is not yechal. That's Rav Nassan. And the chacham, again, not to be confused with the cases earlier, that the deeper was in effect, the neder just is not chal because you have to wait another week or two. That's something else. We're talking about here where it's totally in a tanai. If it's only a tanai, it's not yechal b'chal, and therefore, it Rav Nassan can't be made for. Whereas the Chacham say, no, you can be made for. Once the neder is uttered, you can be made for the neder, whether it's chayit or not, you can be made for the neder. That's the Chacham Shita. Does the same ruling apply to Hatar? What was the shaila there? A man and a woman unfortunately got into an argument, dispute, and it was coming up a family bar mitzvah, presumably, let's say it was her side, the bar mitzvah, and he made a shua or neder. He's so upset, he's not going to the bar mitzvah. And he made a neder about it. And now he realized that, no, that's a pretty bold statement, a pretty big mistake. So, like most things we do out of anger, it probably wasn't the smartest thing to do. And now he wants to undo the nether. He wants to undo this shua, whatever it was that he made. He wants to go to Chacham to undo it. And the shaila that was brought up, and again, the Pnei Halacha brings, the stadim of the shaila was, this is Ma'aseh Shaya, the stadim of the shaila was, that do we say that the nether was for Shabbos? He's not the case over there was going to Bar Mitzvah for Shabbos. So until it's Shabbos, the nether doesn't kick in yet. If it doesn't kick in yet, they can't be matur yet. And Shabbos got a problem with doing Hatar Sanam or Shabbos B'chal. But okay, but either way, it can't be matur before Shabbos because it doesn't kick in. Or do we say that no, that since the nether already was uttered, and it already was going to be in effect for Shabbos, do we say you can matter it? Ultimately, Pnei Halacha takes the more lenient side, and they allowed for the, he brings for the place, I forgot it was, that they allowed to be matter it before the Shabbos, and he was able to go, but the Shaila was, again, very much connected to our sugya. Do we compare Hatara, Tafara, and really the Gemara tomorrow will actually bring out that Machlekes black and white, is Hatara, the Gemara will address it at least. Do we compare Hatara, Tafara at all? We'll see that in Mitzvah tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of your day.